Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride. All
right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary, the sweetheart.
For goodness sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a Mary, the sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Great to be with you. Happy Tuesday. Happy Game 4 Day. Game 4 Day comes before Game 5 Day. Did you know that? That implies that there will, in fact, be a Game 5, and I'm hoping for it. So we'll see. We'll see how the Cardinals do tonight. It can't get much worse, so hopefully it gets better. Thanks for being with us today in the first hour of the show. Since I have been back from my little vacation away, my five-day break, we spoke with Carpe Donctum, who is on Twitter, and you're going to say, you spoke with who? And I would say, slowly, Carpe Donctum.
That's how I was whenever you first said, have you heard of him? I'm going to say, who?
And then you were getting ready for the show, and then you read an article. And you go, whoa, wait a second. she all of a sudden realized I wasn't booking some random person.
Two and two together.
Carpe Donctum was involved in the Kingsman video at memeworld.com is his website. And he has been invited to meet the president. His family has met the president. He is very active in the meme world, literally memeworld.com. And so he was on with us at 12:25, and you'll be able to see that or listen to that interview at 971talk.com/Annie, or if you subscribe to our podcast.
Fun fact about Carpe, his given name was Carpet, and he dropped the T when he got on Twitter.
To be more relevant?
Yep.
I think his real name is Logan.
His name is Carpet Donctum.
And he's like, that sounds weird. What if I make it Carpe Donctum? That's totally it. We've arrived.
Yeah. That's what he did.
So, did you guys have a fun time on my break? I always ask Katie, I'm like, is this a break for you too? Like me, like I was messaging her last night. I every time I send a message, I was like, she's going to hate me.
It's probably more work for Katie.
It's just a different type of work. I always say that. It's just a different type of work. But then today I missed some stuff. So I'm like, ooh, wee, getting back in the swing of things, baby.
Yeah. Katie's a complete failure.
Failing. Yep.
That's what she's
saying. What we often say.
I did miss you though. Aww. Because you and I talk all day. Yeah. You and I talk to each other all day long.
So when I'm gone, do you just stare at the wall and
I'm like,
detox a little bit?
We still talk.
No, she finally talks to me.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I just sit here in the room and I just watch you guys.
You need to schedule some Katie time.
It's true.
I messaged Katie several times over the weekend. The first one was that my husband got in a car accident on Thursday.
Bad one?
No.
Good one?
Well, let's see here. Nobody was hurt. Number one thing, nobody was hurt. Number two thing, it was with our minivan that I've been talking about trying to make last as long as forever. And number three is to total a vehicle of that caliber takes a stiff wind. So my son says that the car looks like it has a black eye. Basically what ended up happening, I passed this person. We were in separate cars. My daughters were in the car with my husband. And I had my son. I passed the person who caused the accident that my husband ended up being in because they were sitting, there's a 4-lane road with a turn lane in the middle. And the person was going to turn left, so across two lanes of traffic on a road in Illinois that people drive on all the time. It's a pretty busy area. Getting ready to turn left, but they were turning left from the left lane or from the right lanes. They weren't in the turn lane.
Okay.
I think that when I passed them, I don't know if it was raining a lot too, which was a problem. But so they're sitting there, and I passed them, and I said, they are going to cause an accident. And then 10 minutes later, I get a call from my husband. I was in an accident.
Oh.
First question, is everybody okay? Yes. Second question.
Was it that lady?
How is the car? Yeah. I did not say it was a lady.
Oh, really?
I did not say it was a woman.
Ryan.
You didn't, did you?
And as a matter of fact, it was not a woman.
Ah, that's what I knew that it wasn't. That's why I said that to be funny.
You at home, were you picturing man or woman? Because I think we clearly know where Ryan's mind went. Obviously, it was a woman driver. Is that what you're saying?
I thought you said she was driving in the left lane.
Covering your tracks.
Check the tapes, because I don't believe I did.
Was it a guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is why I don't think that I did.
I don't
but
think
I'm
you
not,
did either.
But I'm not, I don't know, maybe I did. So basically this person who was sitting in the left lane waiting to cross two lanes of traffic plus the turn lane, they didn't get an accident, but it was raining a lot and like three or four cars swerved out of the way and my husband couldn't get the stop in enough. And the alternative was to swerve into traffic. So God, thank you for allowing everybody to be okay. So then we go to Cassin's, who is a sponsor of this show. And I was talking with Cassin's already because I said, this van is going to like one day stop working. That's what how I thought it was going to go. But no, we expedited that process. So I've been spending a lot of time with Cassin's. I'm working with Tony over there. There are lots of great people over at Cassin's. And I think this is a man thing. Correct me if I'm wrong. Gender expert over there.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'll correct you.
He's just going to correct me. Not if I'm wrong. My husband is so frustrated with himself that he can't like step outside, and he shouldn't be. And I've told him that. Like I've told him, I am not angry with you. I'm glad everybody's okay, and that's what's important. But he's frustrated with himself, not because he, you know, caused an accident or anything, because it was truly an accident. Police came out. Nobody got tickets. But that car was paid off. And in his mind, he's like, that was going to run for a long time. And it's a car that has over 200,000 miles on it. It's been paid off for a long time. It's 13 years old. It was a workhorse, but he kind of feels like he put it out of commission a little bit sooner than it should have been. I'm like, we still have to focus on the next decision. Like, I understand that this is a frustration, and it is a frustration for both of us.
What's the gender question, that he can't get over it?
That he's more focused on what he feels he did. And the fact that we're going to have to spend money, like he's taking it on him, like it's his responsibility. And I'm like trying to tell him it happened. I mean, they're called accidents. You couldn't have done anything to stop it. And it's possible that in the way you chose to maneuver your car, you might have kept somebody from being hurt. So like the grass is always greener. I'm trying to like tell him to just like relax and let's go look at getting a new car. And we're still waiting officially on the insurance estimate to come back and tell us if it's totaled. But
I don't know if it's a guy thing or not, but I definitely have trouble getting over, not when I make a mistake or an error, but if it's an unforced error, like one that I clearly caused and could have fixed alone, had nothing to do with anybody else. I just messed up. I have a really hard time getting over those.
Yeah. And you know, maybe that's how he feels. And I'm just trying to tell him that he doesn't need, like, I can't control how he feels about it, but I definitely don't want him to feel extra burdened because I'm mad at him when it was pouring down rain. I passed the person and said, they're going to cause an accident. And then
it happened.
Yeah. Mm. And I mean, the person that my husband hit was not the person who I was referring to that caught. I mean, there were cars that moved out of the way. So I kind of feel bad for him. I'm kind of excited about getting it. I mean, the new vehicle is going to be mine because he said his minivan days are over for a while. So it is what it is. And, you know, we'll get past it. But then, so I think I said earlier, my daughter got a fever. My daughter had a 103 fever on Friday, or maybe it was Thursday night. And then yesterday we were cutting the grass and there were some leaves out and the leaves got up inside the lawnmower and it caught on fire. And it melted
nuts.
The whole riding lawnmower engine. Like, I mean, it was like scary flames. And so now we got to buy a new lawnmower.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. That's similar to a story I had over the weekend.
I am never taking another vacation again because I cannot afford it.
Most expensive vacation.
Yeah. Hey, Daryl, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, just to kind of back your husband up, and please take this the right way.
Okay.
Uh-oh. I think as men, especially husbands, as providers, we look at the big picture, and we got two two paid off cars also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2005 or 2013. And my job is to keep these cars as long as possible.
Yeah, it's money.
New car note comes. Higher insurance comes. So I think he might be looking at it from an overall standpoint and thinking, had I just looked to the right.
Yeah, well, Daryl, what do I do?
Person wouldn't.
What's your advice to his wife to like, ease him
in? I think you're on the right road saying, hey, babe, you know, things happen. I mean, man, we just want to solve everything because he cares about you. I care about my wife and my family. And $400 for a new car note or $300 for a new car note could be going on something else. That's the way normally we slice it up because it's money. A new lawnmower, it's money. That makes sense.
It's all true, Daryl, but she's taking it the wrong way. I can see it in her eyes. You said from the get-go, don't take this the wrong way, and she did not listen.
Darryl, he loves you. That's what it is.
Yeah, Daryl, I'm going to clip your call here and play it for him and be like, what this guy says. I'm with Daryl. Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye. I mean, I think he's right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I'm watching this from outside of the relate, like I'm like from an objective
standpoint. You're observing it.
Yes. And I'm like, it's not, you know, like it could be worse.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets worse in your life, when something happens that's on the side of worse, don't all of the details just become details. And you don't know that it's going to be on the worst side until it is. And then you almost get frustrated with yourself that you didn't appreciate the goodness, even on the days when it seemed like things were bad. And I mean, I've had those experiences in my life. I've lost things that were extremely important to me in at the hands of somebody else who was dishonest at best. And that hurts so bad. People have, had things happen to people who are very close to them, whether it's professionally or from a health standpoint. And when you get in the heart of one of those things, the perspective that you were forced to have is a really, really rough thing to swallow. But it also shows you what really matters. And the greatest gift, no matter how those situations end up, the greatest gift that you can give yourself out of that is to leave the darkness of that situation with the new perspective that you have on what is really important. And to reclassify things, it doesn't mean that things that were important in your life before are no longer important now. It just means that you understand where they fit in the ladder of those priorities and you treat them as such, which is it gets to affect your life up until a point. But if you still have those things that when you're at the rock bottom that mean so much to you, if you still have those things, cling to them, hold on to them, and pray to God every day that he continues to bless you and keep you so that you can retain those things that are most important. Because it's unfortunate when life has to remind you of that in a way that only life can manage. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Mark Cox is going to join us. We are going to have Amy Ellick in the 2 o'clock hour, who's going to come in studio with us. And she's got a pretty cool announcement. You might have heard it already, but we are going to have her here live in studio in the 2:25 slot. And we're also going to talk about some CNN Project Veritas revelations that Katie is excited for us to get to.
Thrilled.
Yeah. She kept saying, Annie, we have to talk about this stuff. We have to get to this.
Right,
when are you
going
to get to this? And I pretty much just do what Katie tells me to do. So we're going to talk about that with Mark Cox when we come back. We'll be right back.
Hannity is like extremely conservative. He lets you know. However, Don Lemon comes on. He makes you think he's objective news. I'm not trying to bash CNN.
It's whatever, man.
But he makes you think he's objective news, but he's blatantly opinionated, all right? So either disclose where you're coming from or get someone who's a little bit more objective. Don Lemon is, I mean, love him or hate him, he's blatantly, like, anti-Trump, he's blatantly left. So maybe Don Lemon could disclose that, but CNN makes it appear as though we have 24 hours of unbiased news. That's not true.
That is from the Project Veritas videos that have been steadily being released over the course of the last 24 hours or so. And I think that's the most truth that I've heard anyone say. And the interesting thing to me is that that's not even a, that's not breaking news. That's just an admission of what we've been saying over the course of time. That, in my opinion, Fox News has news shows and they have opinion shows. Their opinion shows are all right-leaning, conservative shows. They have no left-leaning shows. But they also want to make money. And that's how they make money, because people watch those shows. But they also have news shows that have people on both sides of the aisle weighing in on issues all the time. And you know that because you probably, if you're on the right side of the aisle, get annoyed by those people always being present on Fox News. I hear a lot of that complaint through the Facebook page. But they have fair and balanced coverage on their news shows. The difference...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
CNN is they certainly do not disclose the difference between news and opinion. And their opinion always leans to the left. Let's talk to Mark Cox about it.
I'm very consistent. I'm a very stable genius.
I don't know about him.
Mark Cox, the Mark Cox Morning Show, weekdays 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. joins now. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Annie, how are you?
Doing fine. Did you peruse all of those Project Veritas videos? Were you able to listen to most of them?
You know, I listened to some of the ones that got released yesterday afternoon. I heard the bulk of those last night, I think. You know, CNN's in defense mode over this, but I don't know how you deny casual conversations that were recorded inside, particularly the ones from Jeff Zucker.
Yeah.
It's obvious. It's been obvious to us for a while, just like you just said. I love that. I mean, it's as obvious as the nose on my face that CNN operates in 24-hour attack mode of Donald Trump these days. They just do. Hearing Zucker explain why just drives home the point to me that it's been intentional for a long time.
Yeah, I think that this is kind of like the Hunter Biden revelation, where it's like Hunter Biden comes out and I know he spoke to ABC, but I'm really not interested in sitting and listening to Hunter Biden have an interview on ABC in a place where he probably feels pretty safe, which is how they got that interview in the first place. Is Hunter Biden swampy? Here's Andrea Mitchell.
There's no question that there is a swampiness about Hunter Biden's work, given his lack of qualifications for a lot of this stuff.
There's so much stuff that we've known for so long, and now it's kind of like we're getting the details behind it, and it's like shocking that the Biden family is swampy, shocking that CNN is biased in their reporting. Is this the Trump effect here? Is this what we're finding out because of President Trump?
Yeah, absolutely. And think about that. If Hillary Clinton was president, you'd never know about any of this, which is the insane thing about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Oh, Lisa, I love you. Remember the Donald Trump bite from last week?
I mean, to get out of my mind.
It is hard to shake from your mind. We wouldn't have found out about any of these things if not for the fact that Donald Trump got elected. The funniest bite I heard today was the reporter says, "Where's Hunter?" And Hunter goes, "I'm right here hiding in plain sight." Boy, that's the truth, because not a single journalist in America had the slightest bit of interest in finding him, apparently, until ABC finally landed an interview with him. Why weren't they parked at the end of his driveway, Annie?
Yeah, well, the harassment certainly isn't there for Biden as it would be if he were Hunter Trump or somebody who was on the right side of the aisle. I mean, let's explore that just for a second a little bit. You talk about if Hillary would have been president. When you think of the magnitude of things that have been aired out since 2016, and I don't even know that we know the half of it yet. There's rumors that the IG report is going to be out on Friday, according to Maria Bartiromo. She said that with Representative Collins on her show. And if that IG report comes out, it makes me feel like maybe I understand why the impeachment story is so hot right now, because they needed to get the groundwork laid so that we could have a distraction potentially from what we hear in that IG report. But think about the magnitude of what we would have no inclination about right now if, in fact, Donald Trump didn't get in there, probably first and foremost, to drain the swamp?
Nothing from James Comey on down. What we've discovered about Andrew McCabe, the multiple emails that came out, you're right. It's pretty stunning when you think about the trove of information that even the Mueller report uncovered inadvertently, I guess. I mean, we wouldn't have known about most of these things, and certainly CNN wouldn't have reported on it. I think I could go back in my computer there and find several of the montages where, you know, every news story about subpoenas being issued in the Mueller report was met. You know, it was the beginning of the end, I think, was how that montage went. Every reporter saying breathlessly, this is the beginning of the end of Donald Trump's presidency. Because the reality of it is, it was the beginning of the end of the false belief in America that we have even a handful of people left in the mainstream media who honestly report the facts to us without coming at it from some sort of a biased point of view.
Markets, Ryan, reports are that the IG report's going to come out soon. We don't know exactly when. Any predictions on what they're going to say about FISA abuse?
Oh, you know, I'm expecting, as Annie referred to a minute ago, I really think that the ramping up of these behind-the-door interviews and subpoenas regarding the impeachment have a whole lot more to do with being able to leak information to distract the media when that happens. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I believe, personally, that we're going to find out that so much of this FISA application was initiated by people with the sole purpose of trying to either delegitimize or remove Donald Trump from office. I think that was their intention from the beginning, and very early on, they knew they didn't have enough information, they didn't have enough facts to prove collusion, and they had to find some way to drag this out. I think that's what's going to be uncovered. And if I heard the reporting correct, and please correct me on this, Maria Bartiromo originally believed that would come out this Friday, but I think what I read earlier today was that she's now saying that it won't be Friday, but they may at least acknowledge Friday that they've got the document,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be released in the coming weeks.
Yeah, that's what they did with the Mueller report as well, where it was like, oh, it's been delivered to Attorney General Barr. I think they've had it for some time. I guess they're going over it to try to figure out what's going to be blacked out or whatever. But I think it's pending, and I think that the information that's going to be in there is going to be extremely important to the future of the country and possibly extremely ignored by those very people serving in the jobs that you once served in as an anchor on a newscast, as a reporter. These people who are supposed to be bringing truth to the American people, to the American individual who doesn't have the access or the ability to gain the information that those very people who are supposed to be reporting the news, it is their responsibility to do so. I mean, from your experience as an anchor and as a reporter, when you look at the way that news is served to the American people today on these cable news channels, what's your reaction to that?
Well, I think that the ability to trust it is gone. I don't know how they even, I don't know where they begin to recover that. You know, what I thought was interesting was that Jonathan Carl is apparently the ABC News reporter, is now been elected president of the White House Press Association, I think it's called. I don't think it's the Correspondents Association. Maybe that's what it's called, White House Correspondents Association. He issued, statements regarding the Hunter Biden situation and honesty and all this. You know, that ship sailed a long time ago for the mainstream media. When they want to go to court and defend the likes of Jim Acosta's right somehow to have a press pass, despite his obvious bias in many of his reports, you can't expect the American people to look at the reports they're getting on a daily basis. You know, the 6 p.m. news, when I was a kid, it was appointment television because you wanted to tune in and find out what was going on in Washington. And these days, you get their line 24 hours a day. The problem is, all too often, it's been the sky is falling has been what they've been reporting. Yet the sky hasn't fallen. Nobody believes them anymore. The credibility is so diminished these days, Annie. I don't know how they recover it.
Well, we're going to continue to watch it and get news from our news sources that we trust, and we always appreciate being able to tune in to you to get your reaction Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Mark, thanks for coming on with us today.
Absolutely, Annie. Thank you.
Yep. We'll talk to you soon. Mark Cox of the Mark Cox Morning Show. They're on Twitter at MarkCox971. That's Mark with a C.
By the way, zero reports from any middle to left-leaning organization on Project Veritas blowing out CNN.
Doesn't exist?
Nothing.
So in their world, if you get...
Left-leaning news sources are your source.
You don't even know what happened.
You wouldn't even know what happened.
That's insane. It's absolutely insane. So I've got something in the mix right now, and I'm not really sure if it's going to happen or not, but Ben Friedman, who is from Barstool Sports.
Yes!
I think is going to be on with us when we come back. If he's not going to be on with us next, we'll get him on either today or tomorrow. I want to get him on before the Cardinals are out of the World Series, because he is, as you remember, he's a huge St. Louis sports fan. I believe he's from Chesterfield, but now he works for the big Barstool Sports, and he was the guy who was wearing all the like throwback vintage blue stuff. He had the chinchilla, and it was a big deal. Well, he is following the Cardinals now, of course, in going from Game 3 to Game 4. And I've got the Cardinals lineup for tonight. And it does not look like the Cardinals lineup of the first three games. I'll have that for you. And maybe, biggest tease in the world, maybe Ben Friedman. Or maybe Donald Trump. Who knows?
Let's do it.
Everybody in the world.
Yeah, exactly. When we come back. Cardinals lineup, you're not going to believe this. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We are still in contract negotiations with Ben Friedman of Barstool Sports. And by that, I mean Twitter DMs.
Which is very useful.
Yeah, he might call.
How much you planning on paying him?
Paying him in free publicity.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these at Young Page Views Twitter followers I'm going to give him. Barstool Sports is Barstool Sports. If you don't know what Barstool Sports is, it's a pretty massive empire of what I would refer to as locker room conversation about sports and outdoors and some lifestyle. Dave Portnoy, who Katie gets like, has to fan herself when she starts talking about.
I just love him.
I know.
He's hilarious. The comedy website and what they have done, I think, is really great. And they get a lot of flack because people think that it's only meant for men. And I follow it.
Katie follows it, and it's Barstool Sports.
Barstool Sports does a comedy version of their website?
Yep, that's it. It's parody. No, the whole thing is a satirical website. It's not strictly for sports. They have podcasts that are lifestyle. They do entertainment. It's very broad.
And it can be very blue, which if you're not, blue in this industry means like very off color and raunchy at times, and I see that stuff and I'm like, ugh, that's not for me. But they also in the days of what is okay to be free speech and what isn't, I in the 35 years that I have lived appreciate their ability to exist and my ability to look at Barstool Sports and be like, that is hilarious, and that's inappropriate and disgusting, and I don't care for that at all. So I go somewhere else, which is what you're supposed to do, right?
Yep.
I mean, to be able to exist and say what you want to say and say something that could potentially make somebody laugh a lot, but could also potentially offend somebody. If we get rid of that, if we hand over judge, jury, and executioner to some sort of government entity to police that, we're screwed. It's over. It's done.
And this website has been fighting very hard because many other people would like to take them down because they are so not PC.
So they're pretty big deal, and we should be honored that he's blowing us off right now.
Yeah, I mean, who else is? I do have, I messaged with him last night during the Cardinals game because I saw a live stream where they do a lot of like sports betting, also like a lot of conversation around that. So they live stream these guys and girls sitting there that are work with Barstools because it's a big entity. Isn't it hundreds of employees?
Mm-hmm.
And then they comment on the games as they go. So I was watching a little bit of that, and I saw him there, and I was like, oh, Katie, I think we're going to get him on. She was like, ah!
What?
If we... I mean, like, I'm not going to be uncomfortable if I ever get the chance to talk to Dave Portnoy, because I'm not allowed to be uncomfortable in this job. Like, I have to take on the challenge. But Are you going to be able to handle yourself?
Oh, my gosh. I will have to leave the studio. I'll have to leave the room. But he reminds me a lot of Tyrus. They both have that kind of edge about them that they're like, you know what? These comments are my own and nobody owns them except for me. So let me say what I want to say.
Well, we will maybe talk to him today or maybe lock down a time tomorrow. I want to get to discussing sports with him because he is at this national platform a strong advocate for St. Louis sports. He certainly, I mean, he was in the Stanley Cup parade when the Blues won, and he was a rabid hockey fan. He's from Chesterfield, so we'll work on getting him on here maybe sometime at the show. But I talked about the lineup, and Brad, our friend Brad on Twitter at Range Brad, who also has a sports podcast, The Usual Suspects, get it, The Usual Suspects. So you can check that out for Brad. But he tweeted at me the Cardinals lineup tonight. Now, if I told either one of you the Cardinals lineup, would it mean anything to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're paying attention. Because I know Katie's not like inundated with this.
No, I'm anxious to hear.
Lead off, Tommy Edman is leading off. Second, Jose Martinez.
Good.
Third, Goldschmidt. So he stays the same.
Good.
Fourth, Ozuna.
Ozuna's got to stay.
Yeah, and so that's saying Goldie and Ozuna are the only two that have consistently hit over the course of this series. Fifth, Molina. You can't take Molina out of the game. You can't do that to your pitcher. And then sixth, DeYoung, so he stays at shortstop. Harrison Bader in center field. Colton Wong.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Second base and Dakota Hudson pitching. So there have been some changes here. There is no Matt Carpenter and there is no Dexter Fowler. He's not only not leading off, he is not in the game.
Good. He's done terrible. He's been the worst leadoff hitter in the league all year.
Yeah, I haven't understood that. I haven't understood it, but I'm like always like, I worked in sports talk radio for 3 years.
So you root for him.
I want success for him. And I will say that there is something that has changed in me, and I can tell you exactly what it is here in a second. When I started in sports talk radio, I went in I was with 590 The Fan, and I started as an intern for one Frank Cusimano. So I was basically Frank's intern / he didn't have a producer because that man is a busy, committed, dedicated guy. And so I came in and as an intern, basically served as his producer for whatever he needed. And plus he books most of his own guests because he has a Rolodex of that is massively impressive. So I started in sports talk radio as an intern right out of college, my last semester of college in 2006, spring of 2006. So we got to experience the Cardinals winning the World Series in sports talk radio. That was pretty fun. But then, you know, over the course of time, In 07 and 08 and into very end of 09 is just when I came here, some of it would become a bit repetitive because there wasn't a whole lot of other stuff to talk about at the time. And I wanted to shift away from sports talk because the weeds that you could get into would be pretty in-depth. I think sports talk radio has certainly evolved quite a bit since those 13 years ago when I started in it, and I still enjoy partaking in it from time to time. But it's interesting to be in that place where everything is analytical. Like you can find out what somebody's, batting percentage is on day games where there's turf, you know, like the saber metrics that you can get into. And it starts to take the humanity out of the support of the sport, which why it frustrates me when we talk about replacing umpires with robots. I want the humanity of the game. I want there to be this thing that comes together with humans, not with robots. And also the fact that these players are sons and fathers and husbands and the understanding that goes along with that, they are public figures. I'm not saying that you shouldn't criticize them. I'm not saying that if somebody's not doing a good job and they're making millions of dollars, that you should not be able to criticize them. So don't get me wrong on that. But I cannot, as a mother, look at these individuals out there, a pitcher that's out there on the mound anymore. And I say this because my son now goes and carries a bat out into a batter's box to try to do something for his team. And since he was 8 and 9 years old, he fails a lot more than he succeeds. I don't think as a mom that that ever, ever, ever leaves you. And watching Jack Flaherty's mom, you know, after the NLDS, wrap him up in her arms. He's adopted. He was adopted at like 3 weeks. Jack Flaherty was raised by somebody who took him in when he was an itty-bitty baby. And, you know, when you consider the fact that he's defied the odds to get there, that is an amazing story. And honestly, the thing that has made me love baseball specifically, because it's what I'm most passionate and romantic about when it comes to sports, I was that way about football, but I'm so angry at the NFL that it's hard for me to apply that still the same. But looking at these players and knowing that they have to perform at maximum success, and when they fail on either side, I cannot help but feel the humanity in that situation. As a mom.
As a dad, I would like to see umpires replaced with robots, yes. Would I like to see players replaced with robots? Yes, I would. I want to see the best.
It's called EA Sports.
I want to see the best baseball I can see.
You can do that.
And if that's robots, then it's robots.
You're ridiculous.
I care about the nuts and bolts, pun intended.
No people anymore. Ryan does not want a world with people anymore.
I'm actually fine with the robot umpire thing. I would like to see it because it's more accurate. And it's less, there's less subjectivity to it, which I appreciate.
I don't. I think if you've got Soto out there being a beanhead when he's, you know, taking pitches and squatting down like he's a praying mantis because he took a ball that was in the dirt, and then he, you know, gets 3-0 and the pitcher throws a strike and he's halfway down the base path. Like, I think that there needs to be some human interaction there where we all have a responsibility to one another. And is it right for the umpire to call a ball on the next pitch a strike because you were a doofus?
No.
No, but it's kind of nice to know that there's a possibility that he might. So stop acting like I can't say the words that I want to say.
I think it would speed the game up a little bit too, which I think would also be good.
That is no. Uh-huh. Annie's like, no way.
Yeah, gotta speed it up a little bit.
Just a little. Fun. How many games a year do you watch?
Oh, 169.
That's unfortunate.
It's not 62, true either.
We had 5 games of 67, and this is game 4, 62. So you missed 1 game.
That's right. And it's
I'm
true.
I'm actually impressed that, like, I guess last night was the 168th game. Is that right? I think so. If my math serves me correctly.
I've watched 1 more game than there have been games. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Rewatched 1.
Yeah, this argument about making the game faster frustrates me because it's like it's trying to serve the significant other of the person who really wants to watch the baseball game, where he or she is going, God, when is this game going to be over? This is so boring.
No, I'm speaking
another foul ball.
I'm
oh
a passionate
gosh.
Baseball. I love baseball, but in the media environment that's happening now, I can't devote the same time as I used to. That's why
a you problem, not a baseball problem.
It's an everybody problem. It's why viewership is going to suffer if they don't do it.
Maybe viewership is going to suffer because the league juices the ball, so everything's either a home run or a strikeout because everybody wants to hit a bomb. I mean, if you look at the way the Cardinals scored, I think those 10 runs in that game 5 against the Braves, I don't think that they had a home run.
No.
In the entire thing, because they played baseball. That's what baseball is. It's not bomb, bomb, strikeout, 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 and then you win 2-0. I mean, that's...
You're deflecting the argument from the time thing.
No, I'm not. I'm saying if baseball was more interesting, if they played the game, people wouldn't be so bored by it.
Oh, okay. That's a good point.
And if we weren't, you know, we are back in the late 90s version of, you know, everybody's, before we were juicing the players, or the players were juicing themselves, and now if there are other things that are affecting this game to make it less exciting and less of a team effort, instead of, like, it's a home run derby. I mean, I'm not entertained by that as much.
You like 80s Redbird baseball.
I do. Why
run and gun, yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Maybe Barstool Sports when we come back. We'll see if Katie can contain herself. And Amy Elick at 225.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.